Hello?
Hi there, this is Kevin from Optical. I'm looking to speak with Ariel.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this is her.
Hey,
Yeah. I. Hey.
how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So you were in here a few weeks ago trying on glasses, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And I know that you're supposed to pick those up soon.
Yes, I would love to get them as soon as I can.
Yeah.
My first pair, I was like hoping to get it, like the ball rolling on
Yeah,
that.
that explains it. Well, I have to let you know something. Unfortunately, we are not going to be able to make that happen anymore.
Wait, sorry, what? Like, I can't get the glasses right now, or?
I don't know if you're ever going to be able to get glasses from us.
From you? Why can't I? What's the problem with glasses from you guys?
Well, after you came in, we sent out your prescription along with some rough measurements, and it turns out that your head is too big.
What?
Yes,
That's
you.
not, I don't see how that's at all possible.
Well, I was impressed by the measurements too, but you do have a large head, larger than most people, and so our manufacturer can't fit that.
I think honestly, I really think that you might have the wrong person because
Well,
I
no,
know
you
my
know,
I have a really normal sized average head.
I don't average for what species?
What?
I'm sorry to joke there, but you know, a lot of people with really large heads don't even know that they have such a big head. A lot of them think it's average.
No. I have a very normal average size head, and I think that I would know if I had an obscenely large head.
Well, either way, I'm sorry, but the manufacturer says they don't make glasses to fit your giant head.
Excuse me, I do not have a giant head. I don't know how many times I have to tell you that. So we need to work something out. What are my options here?
Well, geez, you're putting me on the spot, but maybe I can, suggest you get some type of prescription flight goggles, maybe with a big strap on the back that can fit that gargantuan head. Something.
How you're speaking to me right now is totally uncalled for. I need to speak to your supervisor.
I will definitely let you speak with my supervisor, but I do need to ask you a kind of a sensitive question, if I may.
I'd rather not talk to you anymore.
Okay,
I don't
well,
want to talk to you anymore.
thank you for allowing me to ask one more question. I really
No,
appreciate it.
I don't want you to ask me another question.
So has your head grown? Do you think your head could have grown in the last few months?
No, dumbass, my head hasn't grown. I'm 28 years old. I would know if my head had grown. Jeez.
Interesting. Okay, well, it seems that we are in quite the sticky wicket situation. I like that term, don't you? It's a funny one. Sticky wicket. It always just feels funny when you say it. Sticky wicket.
I don't care. Put me on the phone with your boss.
What a
Jesus.
sticky wicket means is we've come to a place where we're kind of in a bind,
I
you
know
know?
what it means.
Oh.
Put me on the phone with your boss or you check the order because I think that you've made a mistake.
Well, you know what?
Okay?
I'd be glad to check the order for you. But for the record, I have never been wrong with a customer. I'm 100% right all of the time.
Well,
It's
I think this
true.
is your first time.
Well, I guess we'll see then. I guess that's a challenge. So if you'll allow me, I will check the order.
Check it.
Okay, please hold. Okay, Ariel?
Yes, did you figure it out?
Well, yes, I did. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to fall on my sword here. I was wrong.
Like I told you, there's nothing abnormal about my head.
I'm very sorry. Your head is actually larger than I thought.
I don't. Is this a joke?
Yes, it is actually.
What?
Yeah, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Ann set you up.
I don't understand.
Your friend emailed me and told me that you've been complaining about getting glasses for the first time and wanted to mess with you. So it's a prank phone call.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
About your head being really big? I don't know. I don't know you personally, but Anne said it was huge.